The Halfway Party. Chapter 1. The Great Idea. "I'm not going to be here for your birthday," Gus told Adam. "Our family is going away for the weekend." "Oh, no," said Adam. "And I won't be here for yours. Dad has to go into the city Saturday, and we are going with him." The boys always went to each other's birthdays. Gus's birthday came first, and Adam's was 2 weeks later. All day, Gus thought about how he and Adam would miss each other's birthdays. Suddenly, he had a great idea. "I know what we can do about our birthdays," Gus whispered to Adam. Mrs. Nelson looked over at the boys. "Please stop talking," she said to them, "and finish your work. The bell is about to go." After school, Gus told Adam his great idea. "We don't have to miss each other's birthdays," he said. "We will have one party instead of two." "You're right," said Adam. "Let's have it on the weekend between our birthdays." "Yes," laughed Gus. "We can have a halfway party." Chapter 2. Where will we have the party? The boys' parents said that a halfway party was a great idea too. "Now you just have to decide where to have it," smiled Gus's mother. "We will have a picnic party on our farm," said Gus. "We have a new barbecue in our garden," said Adam. "We could use that. My dad's really good at cooking sausages." "If it's a halfway party," said Gus, "we should have it somewhere halfway." "You're right again," laughed Adam. Gus drew a large map of the two farms in the dust on the ground. Adam pointed to a spot on the map. "That valley goes through both farms. It would be a good place to have the party," he said. "We could have it under the trees by the stream," said Gus. "Let's hope it doesn't rain soon, because that stream fills up with water very quickly."